Good evening. Okay, Kuf Mem Gimel Dinim Inimtsa Sefer Torah Mutar V'Yesod Dina Sefer. What happens if there is a mistake in the Sefer Torah? What happens then? Hein Koyrim Ba Torah BePachus Ma'asara, when he's not allowed to line unless there's 10 Yidden. Okay, makes sense. Yeah, 10 Pachus Ma'asara Gedolim. They should be all adults. Bnei Koyrim, they can't be slaves. If there was 10 people initially in shul, and some of them left, and now there's only less than 10 men left, they can still continue and finish it off. Yeah. Yeah, it just, this means, Bnei Chori means as opposed to Evet Knanin, as opposed to Evet, prisoners won't make a difference. Yeah. Evet Ivri, yeah. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph says as follows: B'pachas Ma'asaru Dovah Shebektusha, it's a sacred matter. V'eino Ipachas Ma'asaru, you need to have 10 Yidden for that. The Ksev, as it says in the Pesukim, is Kedashti, V'niktashti B'soich Bnei Yisrael. And V'asi B'gzeir Shava, the Toich, the Gemara learns Gzeir Shava, Toich, Ksivach B'soich Bnei Yisrael. It says there, B'soich Bnei Yisrael, B'ksivosim, it says there, V'ibodlu Mitzoich Eidu Azois, V'ineidu Pachs Ma'asore. So we learn that you need to have 10 Yidden for laning and no less. G'doylim, La'afuk Ektanim, somebody's less than Bar Mitzvah, Shem Pchusim, Yud Gimel V'yemechad, if they're less than Bar Mitzvah, then they cannot count. V'afalgav, the cotton mashlim, Liminyan Shiva. Although we have learned, we will learn that there are occasions that a cotton will help for some matters, prior to Bar Mitzvah, nevertheless, Mikol Mokim Einu Mashlim Na'asore, he won't be added for 10. We know that, he won't be added for 10, for minions, so you need to wait for Bar Mitzvah. So, soon, right? Yeah, soon. So, Bnei Choyrin La'afuk Avodim, exclude Avodim. Sevkot N'dalet. He mischilu Ba'asore, if there was 10 Yid initially, he mischilu Ba'achu Levad. What happens if he just said Ba'achu, by the first Aliyah, and then Yidin ran away? And they didn't actually start laning. What would you say is the halacha, Rabbi Yossel? He did said Baruch Hu, but he didn't actually start laning. Would you say that he can continue, or would you say that no, actually, you haven't started, you have to stop? Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'yimischil rak Baruch Hu levad, lo yavas chol abazei kruot zepim megodim, exactly like you were saying. It's not considered the beginning, and if it just says Baruch Hu, you stop here, and you don't lane. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey says that al yoytzi nema, I'm skipping a few words, but al yoytzi nema ve'oiz v'Hashem yichlu. Anybody who leaves a minion behind, we've spoken about that in the past, and we'll speak about it in other simon as well. If you dump a minion, if you break a minion, that's what the pasuk means, oiz v'Hashem yichlu. Somebody who leaves Hashem yichlu, it's a bad thing. Oiz v'Hashem, somebody who leaves Hashem. Somebody who leaves, he's leaving, destroys the minion, is considered Oiz V'Hashem. So if you're the 10th one and you're leaving it, you're leaving the minion, and then it's Oiz V'Hashem.
What happens if you're one of the other people, and there's an emergency, you just got to run out?
I suppose that's not called Oiz V'Hashem, because he's still doing Hashem's wish. Because Hashem's wish is that V'chai Bohem, that Pikuach Nefesh is Doich HaKol HaToyah Kula, so he's not Oiz V'Hashem. It's a good question. No, it's not considered Oiz V'Hashem. Exactly, correct. There's a shaila about that. To what extent are you obligated to help out the minion? Exactly, sacrifice time. It's a good shaila. It's a good shaila. It's not posh at all. Many poskim say that you don't have to. That you shouldn't, in fact. Now, if it's not a Torah learning that you're cancelling, if it's something else that you're cancelling, then of course you should. It's chesed. I know I had once a shaila not so long time ago. I don't know what the halacha is. What do you say about that? Somebody asked me that he's not self-employed. He's an employee, and on his way home, he had his lunch break, and he was going back to the office, which is Yiddish office. And on his way back, they asked him for a tzenter, for mincha. He wasn't sure, because on the one hand, he wanted to help out the minion, And you knew that his boss, it's a Yiddish office, Jewish office, and he wants to, you know, what should he do? But it's his time. It's another 15 minutes from working time that is really, what would you say? Should he go to work or should he go to help out the minion? Right. Right. So that's absolutely the answer. If he doesn't know explicitly that it's fine, if he doesn't know, then he's not allowed to. Unless he thinks that his boss probably would want that, if he knows positively that his boss would want that, then he can go. But unless he has that positive knowledge, Pashta is not allowed to do it. Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. If you're destroying a minion, the minion is gonna get shaky because of your leaving, then definitely, then you should stay where you stay put. There's an interesting story about the Chofetz Chaim. You're mentioning Chofetz Chaim. The story goes around about the Chofetz Chaim that a Bochen Radin was asked to help out. And Radin was a strong minion. It was a yeshiva there. It was quite, but not far from there was a neighboring village which was a bit weak. I don't know the name of the village, but I know it was a bit weak, that there wasn't a lot of yidden there. And some of the bochim, of the most senior bochim, were asked to go out and help out, not just the minion, I think it was maybe the minion as well, maybe there were just 9 people, but more than that, to be the chazan over Yomim Neiroim. It was Erev Rosh Hashanah during Elul, to ask if they can just help out, give chizik a little bit, maybe take the omud for shachis, for musa, for mincha, whatever, maybe about to kiyah, but to go to these neighboring villages. And the Bochim, many of the Bochim didn't want. They said, I'm in yeshiva over here. My ruchniyistik, my spiritual aliyah is Yom Neroim. That's the place where I have to be over Yom Neroim. We all know Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said that the whole aliyah of the whole year, especially when it comes to a Bocha, but not only a Bocha, but the whole aliyah is really taking place on Yom Neroim. Oshana Yom Kippur, Asesim Et Shuvah. So he's going to jeopardize his own aliyah by going elsewhere. Should he go there or not? And he felt, of course I'm not. I don't have to jeopardize my whole steiging for another village that I don't even know the people. Is that right or wrong? What would you say? Depends on the circumstances. Shiva very big. Easier. If the yeshiva's got a secured minion, a healthy, strong minion, you say that he should go and help out. Yeah. Ask a shayla. So he didn't really ask a shayla, but the Chofetz Chaim heard about this. He said, I want to be next to Chofetz Chaim. I'm only here for a number of years. I want to be next to Chofetz Chaim for Yom Neroim. Chofetz Chaim heard about this, and he called him in. Chofetz Chaim heard about this. He called him in this bocha, and he told the bocha, and the words were, and these are the words because he said it many years later, for many, many, many years after the incident. He said, Ayid lep nish fazich. Ayid doesn't live for himself. Ayid lep nish fazich. Doesn't live for himself. Chofetz Chaim was very angry. He told him over a few times. Ayid lep nish fazich. Ayid lep nish fazich. Don't think about it. Don't be so selfish. Yes, you want to be in yeshiva. Yes, you think that you're going to steig in yeshiva. But ultimately, there's other people out there who need you. You're in a position that you can help others. You're in a position that can do something for others. So do so. And you don't live for yourself. Think about others. That was the Chofetz Chaim. He made the Gevaldi Roshim. He went there. He did it. And he made the Roshim for another 80 years that he lived on afterwards. So 70 years on after. He kept on saying about his impact the Chofetz Chaim made on him. Okay, so that's going back to your incident. Okay. Right, Tziv Beis. If a chumash of here means something else, chumash doesn't mean what we call a chumash. Where does the chumash come from? Five. Chumash. Why five? That's right. So what happens? Imagine that the sefer Torah was written 5 sefer Torah. The Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, Bamidbar, Dvarim. In each individual sefer Torah, a more flexible. It's more the mini version, for holiday pocket size kind of. I'm sure nowadays they would be able to market it very well. No, it sounds like a good idea. So im kosu kol chumish levado. If they wrote every chumish, so chumish means literally that. Chumish means a fifth. That's right. If every one of the chumish chumish teira. If im kosu kol chumish levado, afilu gedilu kesevato. Even if it was done the glila, it was done properly, it was done on everything. In kerma, you're not allowed to read from a sevato which was written just bereshis or just shmoyis or just vayikra or just. You know, like, encourage, but you're not to read from it. Until they're all five are sewn together, stitched together. And Mishneh Berurah says, encourage, but you're not allowed to read. Is that, encourage, but yeah. The reason is covered at Sibu. Now, I don't fully, understand it. The Mishnayotzin explains a little bit. He quotes from a Gemara and he says in Sifkot and Vav and Sharetzin, "Fani shaloyom rishayin lohem sefer Torah shleimo v'zegnai lohem." So there's an element of all the chamish chumash Torah need to be together. You can't just have one chumash on its own. They all need to be together. So therefore, if you've got just chumash on its chumash of Bereshit or just Shmoyis individually, you can't use it. Says the Rambam, "Vem ksufim begdilek sefer Torah." They all need to be written as a sefer Torah. Aval chumashim shelonu, but our chumashim, hafilo kol chumish asforim biyachad, our contemporary songs, which are maybe handwritten, but they're not on klaf, they're not properly, they're not stam, they're not sefer Torah proper. Hafilo kol chumish asforim biyachad, ein levarich aleim. You obviously can't write on a sefer Torah on a chumash which is not sefer Torah. Obviously, you need a sefer Torah. Skip the brackets of the mokim sheish sefer Torah and shliach tzibur aboki benegin about peh. If you've got a sefer Torah, but you haven't got anybody you can actually learn from it, horis inoagim sheishliach tzibur kori min achumash benikut ve'oyle kori achov min hasefer hakosher. So we spoke about a similar scenario earlier, that if there's a sefer Torah, but there's nobody who can actually learn from the sefer Torah, well, you're going to take a baal kori who is you're going to take a baal kori who's not going to be able to lane, but somebody should stand on his side and read word by word from a chumash, and thereby enable the baal kori to actually lean correctly. Yeah, afilu bekforim siv gimel shulchanoch. Afilu bekforim, even if you're.
Just one question. Sifkot Zayin, ain't kodesh. Didn't they cover the tzibur? That really surprised me because you think it would be
because
there's no kasher, rather
there's
no kasher
for
rafa, rather than
yeah.
Covered. I don't understand it at all.
Yeah, it's a good point. I think the answer is explaining the reason for the takana. You're right. Of course, you need a sefer Torah kosher. But why is the akpada? Why was Chachamim established takana in a way that you need a sefer Torah kosher? Why? There's a mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah, sure. And there's a mitzvah of learning every week. But why would Chachamim establish that it needs to be in such a way that it needs to be from a sefer Torah kosher? The answer now is because cover that tzibur. I think that's probably what the meaning over here is. Yeah? So, Siv Gimel Afilu Bikforim Shain Nimtsolem Sefer Torah Kosher. Even in villages that there's no Sefer Torah Kosher, Ein Mevachin Olav, you don't make a bracha on it. Meaning that even B'Shasat Chag, says Shulchan Aruch, you have nothing else, you have no Sefer Torah which is kosher, nevertheless you don't make a bracha on the alternative. So you need to have, so that really brings your kasha very strongly, actually. Yeah, but he says that even b'shasat chak, you don't make a bracha unless it's a sefer Torah kasha. Siv Gimel, inim toast b'sefer Torah. This is a long siv, according to Mishneh Berurah, various introductions over here, but the Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Im nim toast b'sefer Torah b'shas kir. If the mistake was found in a sefer Torah during the leaning, moitzin sefer Torah acheres, you take a sefer Torah out. So if a mistake was found in the middle of laning, you take out another Sefer Torah and you carry on laning from where the place was where they stopped, and you carry on laning from there. So he says that he was found literally in the middle of the leaning, literally in the middle of a pasuk even, and then you should finish off to some extent. In the, no, you should go to the. You should take a sefer Torah kosher line from them. Vorach l'achel, you make a bracha afterwards. Ve'enu chazal vorach lefanel, but you won't make a bracha before that. Tis opinion Shulchan Aruch, but that the Gemara paskins as follows. Vim kvar kogu imo shloish pesukim. Shulchan Aruch says depends. Have you learned three pesukim or not? Ve'efshal hafsik. If you have learned three pesukim and it's a place that you can stop, poiskim sham, you stop there. Umevorach hacharei, you make a bracha after that. And you're going to carry on the seven aliyahs, you carry on the sefer aliyahs from the next sefer which was taken out. You're only going to take out another sefer if it was a proper mistake. If it's not a substantial mistake, you're not taking sefer Torah out. Our sefer Torah are not so meduyik, and therefore if it's chaseres yisoyres there, he doesn't really, that's not, for that you're not going to take a sefer Torah out. The next sefer Torah is probably not much better. Okay, so I want to just explain this Shulchan Aruch a little bit. This Shulchan Aruch addresses the following shaila: what happens if the sefer Torah was taken out and are leaning, and in the middle of leaning, a mistake was found in the sefer Torah, not the leaning, but the mistake in a sefer Torah. So the last point is the first one that we need to mention. If the mistake is not a crucial mistake, chaseres v'yeseros, a letter was added or taken away, which is not a substantial difference at all, then you leave it, you carry on. Because you're not allowed to take another sefer Torah out, because all the sefer Torahs like to have a similar kind of mistake anyway. So for non-crucial mistake, you just keep going. What happens if it's a more critical mistake? If the mistake was a real, real mistake in the sefer Torah, what happens then? Have you ever witnessed such a thing? Yeah, what do you do? You were leaning?
Yeah. Yeah.
An extra word? You leaned Mikate? Just as.
No.
It just happened.
In Mikate, it's got a posset with that word in.
Really? That's unbelievable. You noticed it during leaning?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So look at that. He noticed during leaning, Do you remember what it was? Okay, so and he noticed it was an extra word. Extra words in the Sefer Torah. Unbelievable. Because it meant to be a computer checked. Unbelievable. So he noticed a spare word. Should I imagine this was during trial or during... Yeah, must have been when you... What happens if this would have happened in the middle of leaning? Proper leaning in shul on Shabbos morning. Pardon? You take out the Sefer Torah. So what happens now? Let's say you have an aliyah. And your coin, Levi, you saw. So you have an aliyah, let's say you have shlishi, and then in the middle of leaning, it turns out that there's a mistake. Ve'im written twice, or whatever it is. What happens then exactly? Okay, we're agreeing you need to take another sefer Torah. I agree with that. We need to take out another sefer Torah. Do you make asha lono now? Do you not? You just roll it and you close it, take another one out. Do you make a new brocha later on? What do you do? Pardon? You don't make a bracha ashanosan lonu now. And you don't make asha bracha bonu later. Sefer Torah is to open up and you carry on from there. That's what you're suggesting. Is everybody agreeing to that? What would you do?
It's been already three psukim.
Oh.
Then you should just finish there.
Yeah. Good. Well, what would you guess? Have you ever witnessed such a thing?
I wish there's lots of almost Torahs that they've all been like Moshe the last
one. Okay. Okay. So what would you say? If a mistake is found in Sefer Torah?
Take a new Sefer Torah.
And? You make a Ashana Salonu or not? That's a Machlokes Rishonim. What would you guess? What would you say?
You haven't done an Ashana Salonu yet.
You don't?
So
Good, and you came in from there. Good. So that's pretty much what the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is. That is, and many are passing like that. However, the Ramah paskins different. The Ramah says, and the truth is, it's hard to say that's the minik, because there are places that don't really do that minik, but the Ramah's opinion is that it depends. Have you read three psukim already or not? And is it a place that you're allowed to stop? Because remember we spoke about that you're not allowed to stop just a few psukim before and after a new parsha. Do you remember we spoke about that? Yeah? So if it's a place you're allowed to stop and you have leaned more than three psukim, the halacha then is that you stop right here and you make a bracha v'ashanosan lonu. You take then a sefer Torah out, new bracha shebach abonu, and you carry on zooming from there. If, however, it's a place that you can't stop because you haven't read three psukim, or it's within three psukim from about, you're not allowed to stop. You're not allowed to stop. So what you're going to do is you won't be able to make ashana salonu. He's going to move on. You're going to move on. Yes. Yeah. You do from the pasuk, from that pasuk. Right. So that's the halacha according to Rama. There are cholkim on both extremes. There are people who are cholim who say that you're going to make a bracha either way, and they're on the other extreme, the Vilna Gaon Paskins, you never make a bracha, you stop wherever you're up to, you take another Sefer Torah, and you carry on from there, without any brachas. That's the Vilna Gaon's opinion. And there's many minhagim out there. Have you ever actually witnessed it? Okay, so it's hard to say what the minhag is, because it's too rare to say what the minhag is. I mean, I think it's very rare, it's quite rare, and it's hard to establish a minhag. But if it does happen, I think that many Yidden do like the Rama says, that it depends if it's a place you're allowed to stop or not. If it's a place you're allowed to stop, they're going to stop. May Ashana Salon, we carry on from the next Sefer Torah. Let's just finish off the Rama. V'riyazim Maril Poskut in Avi Sefer Torah Acheres. The Maril and the Riyaz that you don't actually take another Sefer Torah out, but Yosef Poskut Tzorich Loit Sefer Torah Acheres. V'lochen Tzorich Lecha Lekach. That's the Rama's Achro is, as we just explained. V'shaz V'chak Shein Letzibur Rak Sefer Torah Posul. What happens if there's only Sefer Torah Posul? V'ein Shom Mish Yuchol Lesakno. There's nobody that can actually fix it. Yish Oymrim. Some say, Teish Likrois Boi Betzibur Levar Cholov. Some say that if you have no other Sefer Torah, although it's Posul, lean from it, and you can even make brachas. V'yish Poslin, and many posts came up. Passel it and they don't allow it, and that's the halacha. V'im chumash acher sholem b'loy tos, yesh lo'ke likos b'oysu chumash af b'ish yesh tos b'acherim. And some say that if there is chumash echot sholem b'loy tos, it means that, as the Mishnah explains, Sivkot Lamed, what that means is, haynu shekolt, Sivkot Lamed, haynu shekolt Sefer Torah u'begilin echot, it means the whole Sefer Torah, elo she'ein sholem b'li tos, elo chumash echot. There's only one of the five chumashim is actually without a mistake. But it's, of course, one big Sefer Torah, but only Bereshit, or only Shmos, or only Vayikra is pure without mistakes. Then it says, then you should use that one if there's no other alternative. You could do that, and you can make brachas on that. Because the whole chumash is fine. That's how the Mishnah explains it. Although there's going to be mistakes in Vayikra, in Dvorim, there's going to be mistakes, but you can make a bracha in Bereshit if you know Bereshit is fine. The Chiddush. Okay, so just to recap what we covered tonight, we learned about the halacha of, we learned Simon Kuf Mem Gimel, we learned that you always need 10 adults for Kriyas HaTorah, they need to be Bnei Choyrim. If it was started, you'll have to continue without minyan. If you start Bochu, if you're just up to Bochu, you don't start leaning. Every Chumash in its own, and as an individual Sefer Torah, is possible. So you need all the Chumash Torah together. We learned that even in villages, if there's no Sefer Torah kosher, you still don't make brachos on it. We learned if there's a mistake during the leaning, we learned the Ramah Paskins, there's other opinions, the Ramah Paskins depends if you're allowed to stop there or not. If you're allowed to stop there, you're going to stop, and you're going to make bracha achroina, ashana salonu, and you're going to take another sefer Torah, carry on from there, and finish off the aliyahs there. The Rama told us as well that you don't, that if the mistakes are just chaseres v'iseros, you're not going to take another sefer Torah out. Save hay to be continued tomorrow, mitzvah Hashem. Good Shabbos, Abba Yisai.